Day tomorrow, and only an isolated thunderstorm, possibly now. Mostly dry for the weekend. Sunday, it's going to be dry, sunny, and hot. Then slightly less humid conditions tries to filter down, if not Monday, then Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. We'll have lows tonight, bottom out in the 70s. Tomorrow, we're back to a high of near 90. And then mostly dry, sunny, and still hot Sunday. The afternoon going to about 90. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come celebrate community at the West Bank Heritage Festival, September 23rd and 24th, 12 noon to 9 p.m. at the Ilario Center, West Wego. Performances from K. Michelle, Juvenile, Choppa, Cupid, Brassaholics, and more. Get inspired to the Gospel Explosion Sunday, September 24th, with performances from national gospel artists and local choirs. Support vendors along the Best Bank Boulevard, presented by Priority Health. Admission is free. Complete lineup at westbankheritagefest.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening, my fellow God-loving Christian American patriots who bleed red, white, and blue. Welcome to another unfiltered edition of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. My name's John Swisher, and to my right is my my co-host, Mr. Mike Silva.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Good evening. All right, we all know what happened in the news recently. It's all over the news, and we were waiting for it. And that was what?
The indictment. First of all, we're going to go with prayer and pledge first. You ready, Phil?
Hello. Yes, it is. I'm ready. Good evening, brother and sister, pro-life, Christian American whistleblowers. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever and ever. Amen. Okay, here we go. We pledge allegiance to the people of the United States of America, and to the Republic, that's a Republic, which they stand. One nation under God, that's one nation under God, one nation under God, with liberty, liberty, justice, and freedom for all, forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, here's my commentary before we get started. Kevin McCarthy needs to grow some kahunas and start subpoenaing the Biden crime family to Congress, because you know damn well when the Democrats were in power, they subpoenaed the crap out of Donald Trump Jr. for meaningless things. But this time we have proof on the Bidens, and damn it, is beyond time to start prosecutions on these agents of Lucifer. The Biden family does not care for America, but rather they care for whoever will put money into their pockets via the corruption and money laundering. By the way, Hunter Crackpipe Biden has been indicted on weapons charges, and they better stick. And before we go to Mike, I have this article up. Got in my notes. Got to pull it up. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, Hunter Biden is indicted on federal firearms purchasing charges after plea deal fails. This is from the AP. Associated Press is the source of an article. Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden, was indicted on Thursday on federal firearms-related charges. Hunter Biden was indicted Thursday on federal firearms charges. the latest step in a long-running investigation into the president's son that puts the case on track towards a possible high-stakes trial as the 2024 election looms. Biden is accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a firearm in October 2018, a period when he has acknowledged struggling with addiction to crack cocaine, according to the indictment filed in federal court in Delaware by a special counsel overseeing the case. The indictment comes weeks after the collapse of a plea deal that would have averted a criminal trial and distracting headlines for President Joe Biden. The court fight doesn't seem likely to end soon. Hunter Biden's defense attorneys argues he did not violate the law and remains protected by an immunity provision that was part of the plea deal. Bet you Donald Trump Jr. didn't get immunity. The charges, meanwhile, are rarely filed as standalone counts, and a federal appeal court recently found the measure he was charged under unconstitutional. He's also been under investigation for his business dealing, and the special counsel has indicated that tax charges could be filed at some point in Washington or in California, where he lives. The legal arguing comes as a political fight also plays out. The House has formally opened an impeachment inquiry into the Democratic president, seeking to tie the elder Biden to his son's business and divert attention away from the former president Donald Trump's own legal woes. Trump's including federal indictments over handling of the classified documents, an effort to overturn his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden. Republicans have unearthed no significant evidence so far of wrongdoing by the elder Biden, who as vice president spoke often to his son and stopped by a business dinner with his son's associates. The White House maintains Joe Biden was not involved in his son's business affairs. I don't know. We saw that on video. Remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, these are the charges. This is what he's been charged with. This is a 3-count indictment was handed up Thursday by a federal grand jury in Delaware, according to the court filings. Count 1 accuses Hunter Biden of lying on an ATF form when he bought the gun by falsely swearing that he wasn't addicted to illegal drugs or using illegal drugs. Court 2 accuses Hunter Biden of lying to the federally licensed gun dealer in Wilmington where he bought the gun. The alleged lie was related to the same sworn statement on the ATF form. Count 3 accuses Hunter Biden of illegally possessing the gun while using drugs or being addicted to drugs, which is a federal crime. He possessed the gun for 11 days in 2018. Now, combined, all three of these can have a maximum of 25 years in prison and $750,000 fine. Now, do you think he's going to get anything close to that? I seriously, seriously doubt it.
No.
Well, in addition to the gun case now, Weiss is still weighing whether to charge Biden with tax crimes. He said in a court filing last month that a trial is now in order on the tax offenses and that he may bring charges, possibly in California and Washington, D.C., like you were talking about earlier.
Okay. Back in this article, Republicans have slammed the plea agreement that spared Hunter Biden jail time as a sweetheart deal. Representative James Comer, the lead Republican pursuing the impeachment inquiry, called the gun charges a very small start and pushed for investigation of whether the president was involved in his son's business dealings. You remember, you see, when he was vice president, you seen all, he says if Ukraine didn't fire the prosecutor, he wasn't going to get the money.
Right. And what did he say? Well, God darn it, son of a you know what?
That's
got fired.
Proof right there.
That's on video, proof right there on video, and nothing happens. Of course nothing happens.
It's Matthew, right?
So what we're going to see now is how long this is going to play out, how long the taxpayers' money is going to go to waste, how much time they're going to waste, and you know, with this going on, I'm waiting for them to indict Trump on something else. Because, you know, every time something happens to Biden, the next day or two, they're going to try to indict Trump on something else with a bogus charge. So it only makes Trump's approval ratings go up higher.
We have less than a minute to go. We got less than a minute to go, Ronald.
For the first segment,
you listen Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Unfiltered on WGSO. Call in line 504-556-9696. Third and fourth segment, our special guest, Slidell Mayor Greg Cromer and St. Tammany Parish President candidate. Be right back.
Ralph's Market cordially invites you to its Fall Wine Gala, Friday, November 3rd at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Dress in your Great Gatsby best and sample over 80 wines and hors d'oeuvres. It's the Ralph's Market Fall Wine Gala, November 3rd. Get tickets now at ralphsag.com.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Welcome back. God darn. Freddie must have read our minds because the Biden is definitely death on two legs. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Absolutely. And that's not all that's been going on this week with the indictment. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Tuesday he is directing three House committees to open an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden's in an effort to seek bank records and other documents from the president and his son, Hunter. And there are other allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption So the impeachment hearings hopefully will be coming soon.
We have a call on the line. Matthew from Metairie. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening.
Well, I'm trying to listen to your show on hold while trying to pay attention to what the goobers are being at. The first question out of the gate was about abortion. It's like, does the media, the people in the media, have that much sex? Or do they think we have that much sex? I mean, for God's sake, of all the problems facing this state, this is the first one right out of the gate. For heaven's sakes. So, needless to say.
That was at the press conference today? That was the first question at the press conference today?
Yeah, it's at the debate of the goobers.
Okay.
And all the Republicans answered it about the same, tried to put a little bit of their own individual flavor on it. And I was like, oh, heaven's sakes. I mean, you know, there's such a thing called contraception, and there's such a thing, of course, they want to have the exceptions for the case of rape, incest. Life of the mother is already covered in Louisiana law. And so the rape and incest thing, and I'm like, oh, heavens. Yeah, the adoption apparently does not exist in the news media's mind. But, it's painful listening to the questions that these idiots select.
Did anybody ask a question? Did anybody ask a question about the impeachment or the indictments?
Of Donald Trump?
No. Did anybody ask any questions or want to find out any information on the Hunter Biden indictment and the impeachment of Joe Biden?
No, I didn't see anybody ask any questions about that yet. They have accountability in policing. That's a question that they tossed out there, of course. How about holding the FBI accountable? Can we do that? I don't know.
Yeah. Cajun Buccaneer, what is your take on this?
Complicated. This is real complicated. They are evil. They're trying to destroy the United States of America. They even want to take away your light bulbs, your TV sets, your gas-powered stoves and cars, and they want even your lawnmowers. I mean, they want to steal our country and destroy this country. Wake up, America. Stop this transsexual invasion of the body, mind, and soul snatchers. Remember movie, the body snatchers? Where they want your body, mind, and your whole soul. Wake up, America. This is real. This is truth. Resist, defy, and never, ever comply. Resist, defy, and never, ever comply. One more time. Resist, defy, and never, ever comply.
Never, ever comply.
Never, ever take a vaccination. Or a mask.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree with Phil's sentiment there, although at some point it may wind up getting me visited by door kickers with American flags on their sleeves. Weird, the American flag doesn't jump off their sleeve and try to strangle them or something. But, you know, the local election is coming up real soon, and the presidential election is distant in the future, and we have so many issues to deal with about that before, you know, we even get a chance to cast our first vote in Louisiana. It'll probably be on those touch screen machines that Kyle Ardoin has lovingly preserved from the nifty 50s.
What's your take on that, Mike?
Talking about the voting machines?
Well,
the massive mail-in ballots cannot happen again. There's no way that can happen again. There's way too much corruption going on with that. And they're going to try to do it again. They already started. I think that should be illegal completely.
I've already received 11 ballots in my window. Yeah, they put 11 ballots into my thing, and I'm not going to sign any of them.
Good move.
Well, what you should do, Phil, is if you are receiving ballots that you are not soliciting, is you should call 1-Joseph LaPinto, because I think election fraud is actually illegal, and I think your sheriff is authorized to
do something about it.
New Orleans needs to do something about it, too. New Orleans needs to do something about it, too. If they mail in these ballots across the whole state and in New Orleans, Jefferson, who knows what's going to happen? They're going to dump all of these ballots into these mailboxes all over the place around here and throw the election over here. It ain't going to happen. I hope Jefferson Parish jumps on top of this right now and all the good parishes in America and the whole world. Amen.
Well, Jefferson's a semi-good parish. We're on the bubble and we could go either way. But, the whole thing is that the mass mail, unsolicited is the word you're looking for, mail-in ballots. While it should be illegal, it in fact is not. First off, the states handle elections, for better or for worse. And I don't know how people would react to a federal election law that, you know, the federal government handles it.
I'm going to demand a paper ballot. When I go to vote, I'm demanding.
It makes
paper
it
ballots.
Easier for us to defortify the election and easier at the same time, because we don't have to hire the most expensive attorneys on earth to sue in state court.
Hey, guys.
And hire a more reasonable attorney.
Hey, guys, I need to stop you right there. We're getting a little off topic. We were trying to talk about the indictment and the impeachment. I thank you for calling. We got another call online.
I'll talk to y'all later. Ciao.
Right. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for calling, Matthew. All right. We have Jay on the other line. Let's bring Jay on and see what he has to say.
Good evening, Jay.
Hello. Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good evening, Jay.
Good evening. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Looking forward
all
to
right.
tomorrow well, night.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I absolutely think that it's a good thing that Hunter Biden got indicted. You know, the gun charges are one thing. I really would like to see them bring charges involving, Burisma and the other stuff where he was basically operating as a foreign foreign agents without registering. That seems to be some pretty low-hanging fruit. But at least it's a step in the right direction. Thank goodness that judge that was overseeing it kind of said, wait, hold on, I'm not going to rubber stamp this. So at least the gun charges have been brought.
Right. Now, they hold like up to 25 years in prison and a maximum of 25 years and maximum of $750,000 fine. If he gets indicted on any of that, he's not going to get nothing near that, I don't think, at all.
No, I think that's, you know, he's still going to be probably treated with some special privilege. I mean, we obviously see there's two standards of justice here, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. Basically, with all the evidence that we've seen, I mean, the president of the United States bragging about, you know, fire the prosecutor, you don't get the $1 billion, and then Trump asking about that. You know, it's like, are we living in bizarro world?
Jay, we have to go to break. Stay on the line.
Okay.
For Greg, we have
great
to go to a long break. You listen to WGSO. Call in 504-556-9696. Stay tuned for the third and fourth segment. Slido Mayor Greg Cromer.
Ralph's Market cordially invites you to its Fall Wine Gala, Friday, November 3rd at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Dress in your Great Gatsby best and sample over 80 wines and hors d'oeuvres. It's the Ralph's Market Fall Wine Gala, November 3rd. Get tickets now at ralphsag.com.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online. no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The State Office of Juvenile Justice says it has moved the youth juvenile offenders housed at a temporary facility at Angola to a new juvenile justice facility in Jackson Parish. Federal judge ruled last week the state needs to relocate the youth from the grounds of an adult prison. The lead plaintiff's attorney, David Utter, is happy to see OJJ act.
The sort of stench of the former death row and those cells were just completely inappropriate for kids in the juvenile justice system.
The OJJ moved the youth to Angola after a series of escapes and violent episodes at other juvenile justice facilities. This new facility in Jackson Parish opened in July. La Tech president Les Geis announced this week he's retiring at the end of this year. Geis says he's leaving at a time when the school is welcoming its largest freshman class in history.
They want to come here because of the culture, because of the great academic programs, and the fact that they know that we all care about their success.
LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Whether you live in New Orleans or New Roads, Cheneyville, or Lake Charles, agriculture makes a big difference in your daily life. That's why the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is here to protect our precious food supply chain at the local, state, and national levels. Become a part of our grassroots network.
Visit lafarmbureau.org to join today. The Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to
I like that music, Mike.
You know I love it every week.
Okay.
All right, welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show, WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. You can give us a call at 504-556-9696. We had the message out to Mr. Greg Cromer, the mayor of Slidell, who's also running for St. Tammany Parish President, to give us a call. We're waiting on that right now. But, Jay, while we're waiting on that, you are a resident of Slidell. Do you know Mr. Cromer? What do you think about him? And where do you think we need some help in Slidell?
Yes, I've met Mr. Cromer a couple of times. There's a nature park on the edge of Slidell that's actually controlled by the parish. But they have, it's called Camp Salmon Nature Park, and they have friends of Camp Salmon, which is involved in trying to promote the park and doing activities and raising funds. He actually attended a meeting of the Camp Salmon Nature Park, not even, being, directly involved with it, because it's near Slidell. It's on the edge of Slidell. So he was a very personal man, and I've heard a lot of great things about what he's done as mayor of Slidell. I don't actually live in the city limits of Slidell, but I'm right there, and it does affect me greatly what goes in Slidell. And I kind of want to save some of, what I want to ask him about for him directly. I have heard very, all just positive things about his administration of his mayor's department in Slidell, and Slidell has prospered under his leadership. And I'm hoping that he can do the same for St. Tammany Parish if elected president.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm sure he has. Hopefully he'll give us a call soon, because we have some questions for him, some really good, relevant questions. And hang on there, because I know you want to ask him something too. But, John, do you know Mr. Cromer? How do you know him, and what do you think? I think he seems like a great guy from what I've heard.
Met his daughter a couple of weeks ago,
right?
At one of Slidell's finest entertainment establishments, and very good family. I got to talk to him on the phone yesterday. I told him I'm looking forward to meeting him in person. I would love to help him out with his campaign. See, you and I basically live in Slidell. We just don't sleep in Slidell.
Yeah, Jay can tell you that.
Y'all are honorary Slidellians at this point.
Honorary Slidell citizens. I'll take it.
I plan on putting my business over there. When I get my homeowner's lawsuit settled, I love to live over there. It's a crossroads crossroads between Biloxi, the Gulf Coast, and New Orleans. It's hotbed for rock and roll.
Well, I've lived in Slidell since I was a small kid. The only other place that I lived for any significant amount of time was Hammond, while I went to college back and forth between Slidell and Hammond. So it is my hometown, and I love it. Like any place, it's got its good and its bad, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. We're really seeing a resurgence of the old town district in Slidell, with so many new businesses having opened in the last, say, 6 or 8 years. As well, as you know, we just had that great new music venue open up recently, Old Town Live. So I'm really happy about that, and happy to be playing there as well.
I think Nicky Minnelli, the owner, and his wife Dana, the owners of Old Town Live, they're very personal people. I love that place. If you want to bite to eat, you can get a bite to eat when you're at Old Town Live. I mean, they got everything.
And we've got the big Lillian Act show coming up 2 weeks from tonight.
And we will
going to be there.
We will be broadcasting live between 7 and 8. We'll be interviewing the bands. I think that The doors open either at 7 or 8, or they might be open all day. I'm not quite sure, but I know they'll be open about 7
or 8. I believe they open at 7.
Okay. So we'll have people coming in, and we'll talk to the bands and interview the bands. It'll be a totally music show that day. We're going to take a break from politics. So it'll be a total music show on the 29th. That's a Friday night, correct?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
And the opening band is Black Lizard.
Guys, the best Ozzy Black Sabbath tribute that I've seen will be opening up for Lillian Axe, Black Blizzard. Jay is involved in that, and they are really, really good. I've seen them a few times.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
We have a show tomorrow night, an Alpha Tribe show tomorrow night at Twist the Line, where Mike will be making his second appearance with us on drums. So if anybody's looking for something to do tomorrow night, Twist the Line, doors open at 8. We will go on around 10.
And it'll be Facebook Live. I'm the official videographer for Alpha Tribe.
Yeah, you're right. They have three bands that night. Yep. The first one comes
Spring
on at
Hill
9.
Jacks
Spring Hill
up.
Jacks. Then Alpha Tribe, and then All the Clouds Are Taken, which our guitar player, Anthony, is playing in that band too also, right?
Right, exactly.
And they are...
So, deal.
I heard a few. He let me listen to some music in the car, and I was riding with him one day, and a lot of great instrumentals they play, and really, really talented musicians there. So it should be a great show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun. So y'all want to touch some more on the Hunter Biden stuff while we wait for Greg to call in?
Yeah, hopefully he'll give us a call. What's your opinion on that?
Well, like I said earlier, it's good that they brought the revised gun charges on him, but I'm really waiting to see, and this depends on whether the Democratic Party is going to move on from Joe Biden, which I think we all think they are. So if, like, any kind of impeachment thing becomes involved with, the charges with what Hunter was doing with Burisma and these other nations like China and, some Russian connections as well. I mean, he had his fingers in all kind of pies, and it's just a matter of, are they going to use that to get rid of Sleepy Joe? That might be their excuse to try to have, Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom be their nominee. So, I think everybody's just waiting for that shoe to drop.
I think it is going to drop. I mean, I just don't understand how evidence over and over again just keeps coming and nothing happens, man. I don't know. Sometimes when I hear something, like even with the indictments, when I heard it, I'm like, yeah, okay, but let's see what's going to happen when it finally comes to an end, when the charges are all done. What are they really going to charge him with? And until it happens, I won't believe it.
Well, that's because we're dealing with the deep state, and they're well established, and they do not want to give up the status quo. And that's why they fought so hard in 2020 with the COVID agenda and everything else, and are still,
they're going to try it again. It worked the first time. They're going to try it again.
Well, I don't know if they're going to try that again, because I think enough people are hip to that they might, they might realize that will backfire on them. But who knows? They're going to try something. I guarantee you this.
I still see way too many people walking around with masks on. I mean, even driving alone in their car or walking outside by themselves, they still have a mask on. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, there's some people that have just bought into this so wholeheartedly. And Mark Twain said it best a lot. It's often easier to fool people than it is to convince them they've been fooled.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
What we're dealing with now.
That's exactly right.
Cajun Buccaneer, what's your take on that?
That was really, really heavy, and it was really true. And I'll tell you what, right now, we need to pursue more of that right now. Seek the truth, and the truth will find you. And when you seek the truth, you always find love. Wake up America again.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's Cajun Buccaneer, Jay. That's my sidekick. Yes. He's been on with me over
the guy
a year.
That does the
prayer and pledge.
Intro?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a Vietnam veteran, too.
Okay. Thank you for your service, Cajun Buccaneer.
Thank you so much. Stand up and re-elect Trump. Get your Eyes on the Tiger t-shirts now. Do you want the perfect birthday, Thanksgiving, or Christmas gift? Order now. Order now. Order now. Supplies are limited. Supplies are limited. Buy that 1-800 now number now. Call it now. Call the 1-800 number right now. Amen.
Amen.
So when the indictments are finally brought up, but when do you think that the final, the final penalties or fines or whatever they're going to do, punishment, is going to come to him? We're going to talk about that in a minute. Hopefully, we're still waiting to hear from Mr. Greg Cromer. So please hold on, Jay.
Stay with us for the next segment.
Yeah, stay with us. We'll be right back on the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show at WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. The number is 504-556-9696. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ralph's Market cordially invites you to its Fall Wine Gala, Friday, November 3rd at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Dress in your Great Gatsby best and sample over 80 wines and hors d'oeuvres. It's the Ralph's Market Fall Wine Gala, November 3rd. Get tickets now at ralphsag.com.
It's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals...
Welcome back, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, 504-556-9696. While we're waiting for Mayor Cromer to call in, Jay, St. Tammany Parish as a whole, It's a suburb of New Orleans, and we have three local New Orleans native bands: Zebra, Lily Nax, and JJ Muggler. They have never ever been invited to play in Jazz Fest. And Steve Blaze is a New Orleans native. Randy Jackson's a New Orleans native. Jay Elston, he's from Jersey, but the lead singer Calvin Huber was a New Orleans native. And it's a New Orleans area band. They don't even get the recognition. What's your take on that, Jay?
Well, you know, it's ironic that they still call it Jazz Fest for one thing, because jazz is not the featured draw at it. And I understand that because, you know, there are no huge jazz artists anymore. At least they still have the jazz tent. And a few of the New Orleans jazz acts, like, Galactica and maybe Astral Project, stuff like that. J.J. Muggler would be a great fit at Jazz Fest because they're definitely a southern rock blues-based band. Now, I'm not sure why Clint Davis is the producer of Jazz Fest. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Why he doesn't reach out to Zebra or especially Zebra, because everybody knows and loves Zebra. Lily Nax, a great band, just not quite as big a name recognition as Zebra, but boy, wouldn't that be a great bill to see, especially Lillian Axe maybe on the same stage as Zebra on a Friday or Saturday in Jazz Fest.
You know, absolutely.
A huge local draw. Maybe somebody needs to reach out to Quentin and just say, hey, you know, what about these guys? You know, because a lot of times it's not people that they approach, it's people that approach them. So, you know, that might be something to mention to Randy or Steve or, you know, their assistants or whatever, whoever would help them in that process, because I know it would be a good draw. And I think J.J. Muggler would be a great opener for somebody like, you know, if they ever had Skinner or the Allman Brothers again, you know, put them in front of them and give them a really good spot. You know?
I'd like to talk to Greg about that when he becomes parish president. We have our own rock fest in St. Tammany.
Well, they do things at Heritage Park. You know, and Zebra plays a good bit. You know, maybe we could get Lily and Axe on one of those bills with Zebra on one of these 4th of July's or, you know, or another event at Heritage Park, you know.
And J.J.?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how much J.J. Muggler is playing anymore, but I'm sure people would love to see them involved in whatever, you know.
J.J. Muggler's been around before Zebra. I didn't realize.
They were in the early mid-70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. J.B., he's from Jersey. I think he's not the original member, but he came in and he made a difference, I think.
Yeah, he's been involved with them for quite some time. Actually, you know, they're members of the Louisiana Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so it's both other bands. Actually, we had, believe it or not, another drummer named Mike that used to play with J.J. Muggler.
Must have been a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he was a really good-looking guy, almost as good-looking as you. he played with the Swamp and Arm for a couple of years, but he relocated back to where he was from. Mike McAllister, great drummer, really nice guy. Miss him being around, but, you know, he had to go back where he was from to take care of his mom and dad in their later years. They've since passed on, but he's still up there and still plugging away at it to a certain extent.
Yeah, I don't think the lead singer of J.J., Calvin Huber, he's deceased.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while. He was actually their bass player, too, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Wasn't he the lead singer, too?
I don't know if they had a lead singer. I know a lot of the guys sang. But Jonathan, our bass player, his uncle, Tommy Chadwick, was in J.J. Muggler as well. So there's a lot of ties in there.
Wow. I think they're awesome.
Yeah, they are. They're a great band. And JB is an incredible rock blues guitar player as well.
He's got a, his side band, JB Elston Band. It's an awesome band too.
Yep, absolutely.
And St. Tammany Parish is a hotbed for rock and roll. It's becoming the rock capital of Southeast Louisiana. It's a crossroads between New Orleans and the Gulf Coast.
I tell you that
it's a great place to live.
That Old Town Live is a really nice place. The sound is good. It looks good. It's a really, really nice place to see some live music.
Well, there's no other place like that on the North Shore. It's really the only real, you know, live music hall that there is in St. Tammany Parish. Now, they have other places that you can put on big productions like the Harbor Center. And, you know, there's some theaters in Mandeville and Louisiana, Covington, that occasionally do something like that. But this is the only dedicated live music hall. They've had pretty much almost every major band in this region play there already.
Right.
Between Molly Ringwald's, Bag of Donuts,
the Chiwis,
and the Top Cats have all played there within the last 3 or 4 months. So if you don't know about it, you really need to come out and check it out. I know
High Octane was a good place, but I know the owner of the club, Michelle, but they were charging like $12,000-$15,000 a month rent. You can't. That's a little extravagant, wouldn't you agree, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
how are we looking on time, guys? How much more time do we have if Greg can call in?
Well, it doesn't look like we're going to have time for that because we're on our last minute or two of the last segment.
Okay, well, let me say this. One of the main reasons that I'm voting for Mr. Cromer is because I walked into the St. Tammany Parish Library a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, right after John Bell Edwards had lifted the mask mandate and was informed I had to put on a mask. And I was like, the governor lifted the mandate. They got, yeah, but the parish president instituted one. So that is one of the main things I wanted to ask Mr. Cromer about would be his stance on, lockdowns and restrictions. But I'm pretty sure I know what it is, and I'm pretty sure it's way better than what we know the track record already is of the current parish president. So if y'all are concerned about personal liberty and freedoms in St. Tammany Parish, there's an obvious choice out there, and it's not Mike Cooper. And it is Greg Cromer.
I want to say one thing about Slidell, too. It's a little bit personal compliment. Slidell got very pretty, very beautiful women.
Y'all call in, all you beautiful women in Slidell.
That is true. I have to say that is true. I've probably been in Slidell more the last 3 months lately, these last 3 months, than the rest of my life combined. I'm sure y'all can vouch for that.
Yes, thank you so much for your time. Great talking to you. See you tomorrow.
All right, Jay. Thank you very much, buddy.
Bye.
I'll reach out to Mr. Cromer this week, and he probably was jammed up, probably forgot.
I'm going to give a last little plug, guys. My band Alpha Tribe is playing tomorrow night at Twist of Lime in Metairie, along with Spring Hill Jacks, and All the Clouds Are Taken. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Until next week. God, family, and country first. Have a great weekend.
God bless America.
Good night.
Good night.
Market cordially invites you to its Fall Wine Gala, Friday, November.